Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. And it's 79 degrees here in the Pensacola area already this morning. Going to be a high in the mid-80s, probably around 83, 84, somewhere right around there. 70% chance of rain, which if you think about it, yesterday was a 54% chance of rain, and it rained all day, then I would say today's probably going to be. And yesterday was also supposed to be the day that we might not have rain, and it rained all day. So, yeah, we're supposed to get thunderstorms basically today through Sunday, and then Monday possibly just rain but not thunderstorms, and then it should clear up next week. So
I wonder if Andrew's so happy he took this week off.
Yeah. I think he's doing a staycation too, isn't he?
I think he is. His kids have something this weekend. Competition.
He's in the area just getting rained on.
That's right. Poor little
Andrew. Going to the beach.
So,
Yesterday they actually pulled people from the water with the thunderstorms because there was lightning.
Sure.
And so the lifeguards had people leave the water and even told them to leave the beach. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like the worst. I remember thinking of that, like being a tourist. Like, what if you came down here from Tennessee or Louisiana or something like that for a week vacation and, you know, it's raining and thunderstorming the whole time.
Like, I know.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is not the, yeah.
I'd still like it better than Tennessee. Roll Tide.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you. No. But I get it. But fortunately, we do have a lot of inside stuff. Of course, the base is open now. But I hear you. I can't imagine coming to enjoy the beach and then, you know.
Yeah. I mean, because they're coming to enjoy the beach.
Sure.
I mean,
luckily, between 7 a.m. and 9:30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait for peg legs to open.
I did see this story yesterday. TSA is pausing the security checkpoint replacement at the airport.
Oh.
They're pausing. So they were going to replace some of the stuff. They actually started trying to do it, but then they had to pause it because too much traffic. We got too many. It's just too busy. And so there's not enough pause for them to be able to replace the stuff. And that's not just from the tourists, though. You know, part of that is we've had so many people move here that the airport's getting busy. I was at the airport not that long ago, and I remember thinking, we need to expand this thing pretty quick.
Yeah, not just the parking, but the whole thing.
It feels pretty overwhelming when you go there now. And what's crazy is, like, just 5 years ago, it wasn't like that.
That's true.
5 years ago, it was a sleepy airport.
Right.
Like, you just walk in.
And we still only have that one bagel place.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, just the one
what
bagel
candy
place.
Complains about. Yeah, so it's true. There's just the
so
one.
Once again, the complaint for candy is not enough food options.
I know, but it's true, though. You know, when you're stuck in the airport, and you have to wait for your flight anyway. And I do like those bagels. Those are great. They're Einsteins. And it's the only Einstein we have here, so you have to park and go get it. Go ahead, Bobby. Thank you, sir. Sorry.
But it just maybe like it used to be a sleepy airport. You just walk in, easily go through security checkpoint, no problem. Walk the halls. There's hardly anybody waiting for a plane, you know.
Right.
And now you go there and there's this massive crowd trying to get through the checkpoint, massive crowd trying to, you know, waiting for to get to board their planes and
That's true.
It's just like, my goodness, we've gotten busy really fast.
Do you have one of those Neato Skeeto new ID cards or whatever it is?
The real ID?
Whatever. Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, real ID card. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it has a little star on it, the gold star on your driver's license. Yeah.
Does it get you through airport quicker?
No.
Oh.
If you don't have it, though, I don't remember what the date is, but if you don't have it by that date, you won't even be able to go through the airport. They're just going to look at it and go, Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Or they'll say, where's your passport? If you don't have a passport. So if you show them your ID and you do not have that star, then they're going to say, where's your birth certificate and your passport?
Even if you're flying to Pensacola to Phoenix or something.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's going to be required. Yeah, you got to have that real ID. Otherwise, you got to have your birth certificate and your passport.
Bring back the staycation. Okay. Well, I'll have to look into that. No kidding.
Staycations.
Wow. I know. Exactly. Tough world, Candy. Learn to live in it. Wow.
But so, before I continue on to my next story, I do want to get traffic on the fives, though.
Absolutely. There's an accident on I-110, though. This is I-110 southbound, and it looks like very slow. It's down to one lane. It was completely stopped earlier. It's Cervantes at mile marker 2 at the I-110 southbound exit. Right there is a roadblock still. But again, just down to one lane, moving real slow. It looks like they're getting the last vehicle onto that tow truck now. But it is clearing up, but like I said, down to one lane. So avoid that area if you can. And another accident. Now, this is in Gulf Breeze. It's off 98. It's at Sterling Point Drive near where the Dollar Tree is, near the Walmart in Gulf Breeze. It doesn't look like it's blocking anything, though. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, so going back to the airport. So the airport is just too busy for them to switch out the security checkpoint equipment, but at the same time, I'm saying it's busy not just because of all the tourists wanting to come down here. It's busy because of all the people who actually live here and have moved here and are continually moving here and using the airport. And so it made me think, one, we really need to expand the airport. And I do believe there's plans in place now to do that, to maybe even add another terminal and things like that. But it needs to happen quickly because the growth is just happening so fast. But the other thing is, it made me realize, too, is that this is what's affecting our real estate prices here in the Pensacola area, is the fast growth of people moving here and not enough housing. And so we covered last hour that there's some new projects underway that are supposed to add more housing to the area to help kind of alleviate that some. But I saw an article from the Associated Press the other day that is talking about rent prices and why renting is so unaffordable. And since 1985, rent has exceeded inflation by 40%.
I know, so it has here.
Inflation's already oh man, inflation's so expensive. Well, rent is outpacing that by 40%. Rent is outpacing income by 7%. So you're making more money, but rent is going up higher than what you're making. Some of the things I saw is that rent prices have grown 42% just since 2009. Has your income increased 42% since 2009? In the vast majority of cases, by far, that answer is a definitive no. And just to give you an idea of the struggle with rent, I guess you would say. One of the things that this report found was since COVID. With COVID, a lot of people decided, I don't want to have roommates. No more roommates. I want to be on my own case I have to get locked down again. I don't be locked down with some stranger that I don't like, or whatever it might be. Or I don't want them bringing in some virus that I don't want, And so, but who can go out and live on their own when rents have gone up 42% and income's only gone up 10%, right?
Right.
Well, people who have more money. So the people who have more money, who maybe had a roommate just because they were just trying to save a little money, but they didn't really need it. Well, now they're like, oh, I'm just going to go on my own now. And so according to this article, the rich, or people at least have a little bit more money, are driving the rent prices up because they're like, well, I can afford it. And I want my own place, so I'm willing to pay more in order to have my own place even. And so they're driving the rent prices up. In the meantime, the person who needs a roommate because they can't afford a place on their own, now their rent's going up too. And so they're saying this is really pushing. It's a prime example of the income inequality that we're starting to see in America. And kind of the effect of it, of what's happening. But I think one of the biggest, whoa moments in this was how much faster rental rates are increasing compared to income. And it's crazy. And by the way, One of the worst cities on this list, Miami. Miami's like the worst when it comes to rent to income ratio. So nearly in Miami, residents are paying about 30%, almost 30% of their monthly income on rent. And that's like, that's the highest in the nation. That's why Miami's considered the worst in the nation affordability, because so many people are paying, because there's not as much, like, because you look at New York, go, well, New York's average two bedroom now is like $4,000 a month.
Right. Yeah. And it's always been expensive. That used to be
it's always expensive, but their incomes are higher there compared to Miami. Mm-hmm. So even if rents are only $2,000 or $3,000 a month in Miami, the incomes are much less, and so it makes it more unaffordable. So it's pretty pretty crazy. By the way, remote working is another reason why we've seen this big increase in prices. According to a study, 60% of the surge in housing prices, and this is not just rental prices, but also
like to purchase, prices, right? Yeah,
60% of the surge in prices is due to a shift in remote work, which is basically people who have plenty of money. They have money. And they're like, I don't want to live in this expensive city like New York City or Miami. I'll move to Pensacola. And then they come here and they go, whoa, your house is only $300,000? Shoot, the same thing in Miami, $600,000.
Yeah,
I'll pay you $450 for it. And that just causes the prices to go up. And so we've seen that happening nationwide. So it's pretty crazy. Then final story here pertaining to real estate. Mortgage rates are at the highest since November, by the way. So mortgage rates continue to be high, yet it's not really slowing down purchasing that much. We're still seeing lots of real estate purchases. 28% of Americans think that people who eat gluten-free are just doing it to get attention. So
I used to think that, and then I got read the riot act at a Denny's. Some lady behind me ordered something, and I was like, oh, okay. That was, and so now I've never said it again, I guess. I guess there really are gluten allergies.
My daughter's gluten-free, but technically she's not. So she's actually allergic to wheat.
Right. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, she's allergic to wheat.
She has shoot my mouth off.
She had stomach right. issues for years.
Isn't
it took us 10 years to figure out what was wrong with her stomach, and finally the doctor was like, she's probably allergic to wheat. And we're like, that is not a real thing.
Right, and I didn't used to think so either. And then, there's like, a lot of people that have it.
She has ulcers in her stomach from eating too much wheat. So
God, bless her heart. How old is she? Yeah. How old is she now?
At the time, she was, when she finally got diagnosed, she was 14.
Oh my goodness, that whole time.
And we dealt with it since she was 8. Couldn't figure out why she had all these stomach issues and stuff. And
wheat.
And so it's just easy to eat gluten-free because basically if it's gluten-free, it doesn't have wheat. So it just makes it easy. By the way, same number, 28% of Americans say they think about food every 2 hours. And 10% said they think about food all the time.
There you are.
I'm looking at you, Candy.
And you're absolutely right, Bobby. Congratulations, doctor. Good job.
All right, coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Every Friday night through September, bring your beach chairs and blankets to the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach for a free family-friendly movie presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. The Cinemas in the Sand movie this week is The Sandlot, beginning at sunset. Enjoy a free one-hour Pilates class at Community Maritime Park Sunday morning at 10:30. Bring your own mat and water. More at cityofpensacola.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
With Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi. Andrew will be back on Tuesday, and we're running a little bit late, so let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Candy. Go ahead, Candy.
Like a knife in the heart. I'm just kidding. No. And Gracie celebrated her birthday a couple of days ago. We're excited. Looks like that accident is clearing up. I think it's cleared up now. There was one on I-110 southbound at Cervantes and mile marker 2. And I think the one lane is opening to two lanes after they finish the pickup truck, putting that on the tow truck. And then another accident. This is Sterling Way and Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, right near the Walmart, the Dollar Tree, the Firehouse Subs. And somebody said there was a high-speed chase through Tiger Point. I don't know if that is related or not, or certainly if you know anything. Or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I don't know why, but when you said there was a high-speed chase at Tiger Point, I heard in my head, there's a tiger chase.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
That's what we need. It's going to get those pythons.
Yeah, that's right.
Rawr.
Let's get the pythons.
Yeah.
Let's check in with David.
Well, President Biden meeting today with U.S. allies in Finland. He'll be meeting with the heads of Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark after the NATO summit. The new abortion ban in Iowa facing some legal challenges. Abortion providers and the ACLU of Iowa have now filed a lawsuit to stop that legislation. And a judge is going to be allowing two reenactments of the Parkland school shooting to go forward. Judge in Broward County yesterday sided with the plaintiffs, who want the reenactment as part of their civil lawsuit against former school resource officer Scott Peterson.
This Scott Peterson thing, I'm sure there was going to be. After he got off on all those criminal charges, I was like, well, here come the civil suits. And it
ask
wasn't
OJ.
Even a week.
Right?
Even a week. So figured that was going to happen, though. It wasn't that big of a surprise. Real quick here. Bud Light will not be restocked at Costco.
No.
That might be the death knell right there. There was somebody who, I guess, works at Costco or something. He took a picture that shows they have like this star on there, which means that it's not a product that will be restocked. I don't know if it's just at that one particular Costco or if it's a state. But usually it's going to be a company-wide issue right there. So Bud Light will not be good there. In the meantime, Dylan Mulvaney, the dude who created all the issues in the first place by sponsoring, you know, by being the endorser of it, he has now left the country because he does not feel safe in America. He has gone to Peru.
Yeah?
Peru is not very trans.
I can't imagine they're trans friendly or gay friendly or anything. Or friendly.
Yeah. In fact, I started thinking about this when I first saw it. I had to pull up where he went because I was like, where's he going to go?
I hope he likes soccer.
Don't go to Middle East. That's not going to boat end well. Like, there's not a lot of places that are as trans-friendly as the United States. So if you don't feel safe here, guess what? You ain't going to feel safe hardly anywhere else in the world. Oh, well. Pensacola right now. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden closing out his five-day trip to Europe today with a meeting alongside Nordic leaders in Helsinki, Finland.
We're deepening our defense cooperation to ensure that the security of our people as we modernize your Air Force of the F-35 aircraft.
The meeting is meant to be a show of NATO's expanding power in the face of Russian aggression. Here at home, storms ripped through the Midwest with a confirmed tornado touching down near Chicago's O'Hare Airport. This man returned from vacation to see his girlfriend's truck crushed.
It's like, it's irreplaceable. Lives aren't. That's the whole thing.
And already saturated Vermont is expecting even more rain, and more than 50 million people in the Southwest are under extreme heat warnings. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. It is 78, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. It's a big win for Escambia County. Yesterday, Governor DeSantis announcing $52 million will be awarded to, in part, build a new state-of-the-art ECAT transit center here in Escambia County.
This is going to be impactful. The Rosa Park transit building has been around for many years. It's congested, it's dangerous, it's inconvenient. Employees can't park their cars, so we need an expansion.
And that is Commission Chairman Lumen May. He says the county will also make regional stormwater drainage improvements in low to moderate income neighborhoods. In Commissioner Mike Kohler's district, May says the new ECAT Center can also double as an emergency shelter and should be able to house a mechanic shop, not only for ECAT buses, but for public works and other emergency management vehicles. The Florida Highway Patrol says they're now looking for information after what they're calling a non-contact hit and run. That led to a 55-year-old woman suffering serious injuries. Troopers say it happened just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning on Highway 29 near Berno Park Road. The woman was driving a white car next to a semi-truck with a car hauler trailer. The semi then went to switch lanes into the outside lane. Apparently did not see that woman in her car. The woman ended up driving off the road and hitting a tree. The car hauler reportedly hit a red Jeep and a white van on the trailer. If you have any information on the semi-truck or on the accident, you're asked to contact FHP. House Republicans got their chance to go after the director of the FBI yesterday, including Congressman Matt Gaetz.
In your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is up over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
That exchange yesterday during a House Judiciary hearing in Washington, Gaetz among the panel members that accused the FBI of being weaponized against the GOP and especially former President Donald Trump. They also say the FBI has mishandled the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden. And we're learning more this week about next year's spending plan for Escambia County. County Administrator Wes Moreno says the proposed budget comes in at $701,963,319. That's an increase of about $47.5 million from this year's budget.
The second year of a three-year funding agreement with the sheriff is included in the fiscal year 23-24 budget, reflecting a total increase in the sheriff's budget of $5.3 million over the prior year. The sheriff's fiscal year 23-24 total general fund request is $82,781,928.
And Moreno says there would be no change to the millage rates and no significant changes in tax levies are anticipated. The new fiscal year starts October 1st, so the commissioners are likely to approve that final budget in September. And a Nassau County teenager accused of killing her child. Sheriff Bill Leeper announced a 17-year-old was arrested last month for the death of a 9-month-old son. The teenager is accused of putting fentanyl in the boy's bottle while feeding him at her home. The medical examiner says the baby died of a fentanyl overdose and said that there was enough fentanyl in his bottle to kill 10 adults. Voting rights group disappointed by a federal judge's recent ruling. The League of Women Voters said yesterday that they were disappointed in this ruling after a judge rejected their attempt to block parts of a new state voting law. The law requires people who register to vote to provide receipts to the people that they sign up for the program. It also makes it illegal for convicted felons to collect or handle voting applications. The League of Women Voters says both parts of that law should be blocked because they violate the First Amendment. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
It looks like the roads are fine now. I-110 southbound, that has been cleared, so not showing a roadblock there anymore. Not showing any slowdowns anywhere. I say that. This pops up. Squire Drive and Kingsfield Road. This is in Cantonment, but not showing a roadblock there either. So use caution there. Caution wherever you are. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And thank you, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We're going to be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go into the afternoon. 70% chance of rain overall with a high near 94. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. Typical pattern continues on Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy skies in the morning with a 60% chance of rain in the afternoon, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
78 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Travel demand continues to soar as Americans return to the skies. Delta Airlines is taking off with it. This morning, the airline posted its highest quarterly revenue and earnings ever, thanks also to cheaper fuel costs, down 22% from last year. International travel and demand for premium seats were standout from Delta's earnings report as well. Domino's is reversing its long-held stance against working with food delivery companies in the U.S. The world's largest pizza company announced a deal with Uber. Menus will be on Uber Eats and Postmates food delivery apps in 28 markets, with a nationwide rollout expected by the end of the year. Rivals Papa John's, Little Caesars, and Pizza Hut have already made deals with Uber Eats or other food delivery companies, so it's big news for Domino's. On Wall Street, futures are higher as the market rides a three-day winning streak. Yesterday, the S&P notched its highest close since April of 2022. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? It may seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. The point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It's 79 degrees already in the Pensacola area, going to be high in the mid-80s, like 84 degrees. 70% chance of rain. In fact, looking at the ThreatNet radar, there's a storm over in Mobile area that is starting to head our way, and probably within the next hour, we're going to start getting some rain here, and we can expect thunderstorms off and on throughout the day today, so checking that out on the ThreatNet radar. Then I saw this story here. The New York Jets have been chosen for this year's Hard Knocks from HBO's Hard Knocks, where they go behind the training camp and check that out. So Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure it's because Aaron Rodgers is over there at the Jets. They want to see
the
shake up there.
Yeah. So, my Packer. Yeah. That's fine.
Now, your Packer's no longer a Packer.
He's no longer a Packer. He pulled a Favre, yeah. But at least he's not playing for the Vikes yet. That's but whatever. Right.
That's true. At least he didn't go crosstown rival. That's or in division rival. I mean, that's just, that was terrible when he did that. This so he's heading over to the Jets. So it's going to be featured on Hard Knocks this year. So it'll be kind of an interesting one. Then got some. We got your next traffic and traffic update here coming up in 2 minutes with Candy. I have some health-related stories to share with you here, health and business, I guess. So ones we mentioned yesterday that inflation had finally slowed down a little bit. It was the 12th consecutive month that it slowed down. Now, of course, that came after last year's 40-year high. So it's cooling down from the all-time high of inflation. The consumer price index, though, it rose 0.2% in June, and gasoline and rent prices are driving the increase. So we were just talking about rent at the beginning of the show, and speaking of which, a texter has we were talking about the why rents have gone up. It's because of remote work shift and other things like that. Well, here's one. Rent cost has also been driven up by good old-fashioned greed. Owners are seeing others charging hundreds more for their rentals, so why not cash in on the market? Yeah, I actually know. I know a handful of people who basically were kicked out of their apartment or house so that the owner could just jump up the rent a lot more. Because they couldn't say, hey, so you're paying $1,500 in rent, and we now want to charge $2,200 in rent. There would be legal issues with that or something. So they just go, hey, I'm not going to renew your lease.
So you hear that happening out, like all the time. It's happened a lot in Pensacola.
All the time. Yep. And then they jump up the rent that way. So yeah, you're right. That is going on as well. A report from the EPA has some bad news about the nation's beaches. Half of the beaches in the United States have contaminated water. What do you mean contaminated water? Fecal matter. Half of the United States beaches are so contaminated with fecal matter, it can cause serious intestinal issues.
Like from fish or from people?
From the humans.
People are just going to the bathroom at beaches and...
Yeah, they're just going to the bathroom and just dropping the drawer and just letting it go. No, it's actually municipalities are... That's where they're letting their, their runoff from their sewage. Yeah. And it's... Some of these cities have had, you know, well, once again, worse. Population growth so much in coastal cities. Well, that also means more fecal matter. And it's being released into the oceans. And it's causing such a problem. In fact, I had this story already teed up. I planned on bringing this story up. And then last night I saw New Jersey beaches are being shut down because of the high level of fecal matter in the water.
Oh.
Let's get traffic on the fives.
Oh, thanks, Bobby. This is on that note. It's brought to you by FDOT. You can find traffic info this hurricane season always at FL511.com. And it is hurricane season. Make sure you're prepared. Keep FL511.com and your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. That is a message from FDOT. A few accidents to watch out for. One is in Cantonment, it looks like. But it looks like that has been cleared. And that is east of 29 on Squire Drive in Kingsfield. So not showing a slowdown there. I-110 southbound is cleared. The Sterling Point at Gulf Breeze Parkway is clear. That was in front of the Dollar Tree. But we are showing a roadblock at Edgewood Drive and 98. Now, this is in Gulf Breeze towards Navarre, right on the other side east of St. Sylvester's Catholic Church. And it looks like it may be a roadblock right there at that intersection at 98 and Edgewood. Caution there and wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Couple other
so, fecal matter in Jersey Shore, huh? I'm surprised. There's no one.
I was trying to move on from the fecal matter
sorry.
Story.
Oh.
Now you just brought it back up.
My bad. So you were saying, Mr. Rossi?
Norovirus instead. Let's talk about norovirus.
Oh.
Norovirus cases are on the rise on cruise ships. So, yeah, according to CDC, there's been 13 outbreaks of norovirus on cruises this year. It's the highest number since 2012.
Just 13?
Best defense, wash your hands and stop playing with fecal matter in the ocean.
That's right. And the food.
And the food, yes.
Have you ever cruised?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, yes. I love it.
I actually enjoy cruising.
Oh, I love cruising. We should do another station cruise.
A station cruise, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
We'll let John Pickens handle everything. It'll be fine.
Talking about food, you're talking about food, right?
Yeah.
So when you go on a cruise, right, you get like the best food you've ever had.
Oh, my
gosh.
This
is like 4-star and 5-star quality food. And I remember I went on, I'm trying to remember which cruise this was. I don't remember if it was a Disney cruise. I think it was a Disney cruise.
Oh, actually. I've never done those. I hear they're great.
It was fantastic. Yeah. It was, you know, next level. But it was like one of those things they always feed you. Whatever cruise you go on, they always still feed you like top of the line food, right?
Right, yeah.
And they give you all these menu options at night. Like, would you like to have the filet mignon or the lobster? And I was the guy that was like, I'll have one of each, you know?
As you should.
That sounds great. I remember lobster night. I was like, lobster? Dadgum, lobster's like $25. If I go, you know, go get us some, I'll have 5 of them. And they're like, okay. They'll bring them out, man. They bring out 5 lobsters. And it third day in, the waiter would come over and he'd like, you know, getting everybody's order, like getting everybody's dessert order. And then he'd get to me and he'd go, the usual, sir, one of each. I'm like, yes, one of each dessert. That's what I do. I had at one point, I had a 3-day cruise, just a short little jaunt. And while I was out on the cruise is when Hurricane Rita entered the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow.
And so we had kind of a rocking cruise that night. I was fine. It rocked me to sleep. Next day I wake up and there's like vomit everywhere. But I was like, what happened? And everybody's like, the boat was rocking like crazy. I'm like, yeah, put me to sleep. But because the hurricane was in the Gulf, we couldn't get back. So this 3-day cruise turned into a 9-day cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're out there on the boat for 9 days. There was people like trying to like, they kept making port stops just to let people get off the boat.
Sure. Some people had
Mexico,
to, I'm sure. Yeah.
And some people were like, I got to go home. And they were like taking flights and flying home. I was like, no, I'm staying on the boat, man.
Hell yeah. Bring on the lobster.
9 days with my habits of going 5 more lobsters, please. And, you know, I'll have one filet and one of this and one of each dessert. I gained 20 pounds. Like the before and afters of the cruise was like, it was hilarious.
Oh,
like, you see one, like t-shirts just kind of fits normal, you know, 8 days later, belly sticking out through the t-shirt. And it was just like, I'm having a great time.
Oh,
like, what did you do on your cruise? I'm like, I ate and I slept the entire time.
I always get sick when I get back from a cruise because you do. You just eat so much. It's just eat. What are you going to do? There's 24-hour pizza. It's
exactly.
Heaven.
Exactly. That's the thing, too.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
And lobsters.
So the 2023 Emmy nominees are out. And I was looking at some of these shows. And I think it's funny because I realized something about myself more than anything. I'm definitely a comedy person. I'm looking at like the outstanding drama series, and Andor is on there, and I did like Andor on Disney Plus, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of Dragon, The Last of Us, Succession, The White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets. The only thing I've seen on that is Andor.
I haven't seen any of them.
And then outstanding comedy series, Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear.
Oh, Barry's
Jury
great.
Duty. Barry's great. I just finished it last night, okay. The second season. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday. Those, I've seen almost all of them.
Okay.
So I'm obviously into comedy.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. And by the way, yeah, The Bear's very interesting. It's a different kind of show, but The Bear's very good.
There's a show called Bear. I thought you were, okay, like the Barry Bear, I like, yeah. But what is Bear about?
The Bear. It's about a chef.
The Bear.
Goes back to Chicago.
And is his name The Bear?
Yes.
Oh.
That's...
Yeah. I was wondering why. Okay.
Barry is funny and also a little dark, but it's good.
Yeah,
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is pretty good. I think it finished well. Only Murders in the Building is fantastic.
I hear it is.
Steve
it's like
Martin.
I do too, so. But it's like, all right, we get it. So, but I don't know. But
Steve
I haven't.
Martin Short, they're just hilarious. And then Ted Lasso blew my mind. I was late on the Ted Lasso train. Everybody was like, how have you not seen that yet? I'm like, fine, I'll watch it.
It's on my watch list because of you and Gracie. So.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have, is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called acarclinicservice.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Autism Pensacola for the 3rd annual Sensory Street on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th from 9 to 2 at the Downtown Museum of Commerce. Sensory Street is a free community event filled with lots of activities for children and families. Come by and dance, plant, count, play music, and make some fun memories. Sensory Street is hosted by Autism Pensacola, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, and sponsored by many other community supporters. See you soon at Sensory Street.
Have you been thinking about getting fit, but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild?
Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
All right. I was just checking that. There's an accident. This is 98 eastbound now, and it is backed up near St. Sylvester's Church. It's 98 and Edgewood Drive and Gulf Breeze slash Navarre. So, again, backing up a little bit. So it looks like it's backed up a couple of blocks now at this point. And, again, that's 98 and Edgewood just east of St. Sylvester Catholic Church. A little slow the other way, too. Use caution there. Caution wherever you are. There's accidents all over the area, but it looks like the rest have been cleared. Sterling Point Drive and Gulf Breeze, it looks like, has been moved off to the side. It was a patrol car crash, as I understand. Vehicle crash with roadblock I-10 eastbound now at mile marker 10. Now, that is the Car City exit. I'm just taking a quick look at our traffic. I'm pulling up on that map, and it looks a little slow. Yeah, as you're getting onto I-10 from Car City, and that's I-10. It looks like eastbound at this point. A little slow in that area. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So we were talking about norovirus being on cruise ships. Got a text here that says I took Elements of Nutrition with lab for college credit, and we swabbed various surfaces such as doorknobs, cell phones, pens, and other things. And they says, and I can tell you that norovirus is literally everywhere. That's disgusting. We're talking about eating on cruise ships. Here's a text says, you need to do a segment on the best food experiences. Now I'm hungry and want to talk about food.
I'm in.
And I love this one. My wife and I went on a cruise on our honeymoon. I ate so much I was food drunk. Oh, yes. I get that's a thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can get the meat sweats, too.
That's a real thing, too.
And then here's another one says, my first cruise, we went on 1986, and every Friday it was surf and turf. It lasted 6 months. That's the first cruise you ever took? That's amazing.
That sounds amazing.
David Wayne in the newsroom.
All right, David?
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk has announced a new AI company. After months of teasing an alternative to ChatGPT, Musk says xAI will be working to understand the true nature of the universe. He says more details are going to be released about that this Friday. And the Secret Service is going to be briefing the House Oversight Committee later this morning on their investigation into the bag of cocaine found at the White House. Committee Chair James Comer told the director of the Secret Service the incident has raised concerns about the security at the White House.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Like, who is not watching the million cameras that are in the White House, for example?
Who's bringing cocaine into the White House?
And who's bringing cocaine in the White House? That's true. Is it an employee? Is it a tourist? You know.
Is it someone's son?
Or somebody's son, yeah. We had a recent listener advisory board survey that just went out, and we have the results from it. One of the things I'll let you know about, if you vote Republican and the election were held today, who would you vote for? 61% of news radio respondents said Ron DeSantis.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.